Yeah, I left. I left song number 7, which I did. I mean, there are 14 songs, and I left at song number 7. So my instincts were, you know, close.
Sure, yeah.
But
halfway through flipping the album, you know.
Yeah, I left during Angry Inch, which that's obviously what explains. If you don't mind, guys, I'd like to get caught up on it.
Sure. We're gonna go pee.
Okay.
My sex change operation got botched. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I've got is a Barbie doll crotch. I got an angry inch. 6 inches forward, 5.
I heard that. That's all you need to know, right?
I think the first couple of lines sums it up.
Yeah.
My sex operation got botched. Boom. Mm-hmm. See you later. Yeah. Time to pee.
But I left during the intro.
Mm-hmm.
But I could hear it. I mean, I heard it all the way through the lobby and all the way down the stairs. And even in the bathroom, I heard it. So, but I should have left after Wig in a Box. Let me just get to the end of it.
Is that the...
I think that's where I should have left.
Uh-huh.
Because although I can see why they don't have a break, but you'd think Angry Inch would be where, you know, that'd be the end of the first act, but it seemed like Wig in a Box. I don't remember what was happening, but that seemed like a more appropriate end. In hindsight, I wish I'd waited.
Is that where do you feel the hilarious SNL Timberlake Dick in a Box has its origins?
I don't know. It's possible.
They're all down there in New York checking out the Broadway shows. Wig in a Box comes on. One of the writers.
I think Dick in a Box might have predated this, though.
Hedwig.
No, it didn't. Yeah. Hedwig's been around for a long time, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, maybe we found our theater critic.
That's fun. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Well, then that's probably where it came from, right?
Maybe. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was... I mean, I guess now that you mention it, it seems very 90s,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's all about the Berlin Wall coming down. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Don't pay more than face value would be my review. That's a pretty good review.
I think these are real world reviews.
Yeah. I didn't hate it. I mean, at the very beginning, I'm like, oh, come on, man. Does every one of these things have to be about some kind of gender bending?
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of, you know, that sort of is what the theater's all about, right? A place to express yourself.
Be who you are.
Yeah. So after about 10 minutes, I was in.
You were in.
I was all in. But plus, I was being yelled at. So, wasn't too bad, because once she said I made her anxious, I understood what she meant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not mean to make her anxious. Hey, don't forget about Ron Wexler.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wexler Real Estate Group, ronwexler.com, 708-6951-51. His bro, David, was doing a Facebook Live thing from the little guys today. He wasn't looking at the camera, and I hopped on and asked him what he was looking at.
Did he straighten him out then?
He said he'd try to look up more, but he still didn't look at the camera. Because it was like a split screen, and one of the people that works for him was asking him questions, and but they were obviously in the same room, so he was just looking at him across the room. So,
got it.
So I threw in one more look at me, and then I had to go. So I don't know if he ever did or not. Uh-huh.
It
seemed like
good notes. These are good notes, I think. Yeah,
it seemed like he was giving some good information. So. So if you want to check that out. And the email of the day is brought to us by Greg Helfer, Private Jewelers. Email Michael at greghelfer.com. It's from Donnie Kleppen.
From Donnie uh-huh. Kleppen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think he didn't really mean it to be an email. He meant it to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I haven't mastered.
Show content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get you to understand. I don't accept show content
right.
in the email.
Uh-huh.
Because I often don't look at my email because it pisses me off.
So is there a better email to send it to then? Uh-huh.
No, you should.
Gmail?
You should IM it to me.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll do that.
But he's on a PC.
And quick question, IM is, just so we're clear.
Yeah, he's on a PC. Can he even IM me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, this is I'm serious.
Yeah, sometimes I am you when I'm responding to people.
Right. No, I know, but or I mean, I can you Facebook. Can you instant message me? I don't think you can.
I don't see him turning around from his desk to answer the question. The head is shaking. I don't know if that's laughter shaking or if it's...
Yeah, well, he gets it on a bit of a delay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally. And then...
Thumbs up. He's turned around. Thumbs up.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Two thumbs up.
You add the other delay, and then... Yeah, that's the best way to get stuff to me because I, honestly, I can't, once I start doing shows, I'm lucky I saw this. I really don't like to look at the email because there's always something irritating in your email, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, also, we talked about this on the radio, but I'm going to talk about it here. Yesterday during the radio show. And we did, you know, we did the podcast and then a full radio show yesterday. So, a lot of, you know, it's a lot. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But during it, there was a query from one of my sons about a project that he's working on. I think that's turned out it was Mike. I think I wasn't going to say that, but it ended up coming out. And it was on the family instant message or text, you know, text line. So everybody's involved, right?
Sure, yeah.
So he was asking a question about two different versions of a commercial that he's working on. And I watched both versions during a break and responded with a very concise, very accurate, and correct answer to his question based on several factors, the main one being that it's a parody of something. And a parody of something has to be as close to the original as you can possibly make it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and then Janet was disagreeing with me, and I was getting irritated.
But I mean, this, so, it is a parody of an exact thing, not just something like a parody of a form or a type of thing.
It's an exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they nailed it. And it... What they were trying to add to it, I thought was unnecessary,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, cheapened it a little bit. But I didn't say all that. Mm-hmm. But Janice disagreeing with me, and then I find out on the ride home last night, she didn't even really know what it was. I mean, she didn't know it was a parody of something.
Whoa!
She didn't even know the original. I'm like, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't, you know, if I don't give out my opinion willy nilly.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. I don't know what they decided to do, but everyone in my family agreed with me, except Mike. I don't know. Mike will ask a question, and then if he doesn't get the answer he wants, he'll just keep asking until he wears you down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know, it's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Tim Virgin, this is from Donnie. Thanks, Donnie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tim Virgin sent
Do you know him? You know Tim?
I do.
He sits by us. Uh-huh. Nice
I don't think he's a virgin.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't feel like it to me.
Doesn't feel like it, man.
Yeah.
He seems very knowledgeable.
He has some knowledge.
He's been around the block.
Yeah, he's very, yeah. He's got some knowledgeables in the ways of love.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Virgin sent this to me on FB last night. Men in Blazers
is... That's short for Facebook?
FB. Yeah, that's what I figured. Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks. Just clarifying. Yeah. You know, helping you out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this technically, this is going to also be the social media message of the day.
Two birds, one stone, they call that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brought to us by Fabrini's Flowers, FABflowers.com, 888-885-2000. 10% off for subscribers. Tim Virgin sent me this on FB last night. Men in Blazers is pretty popular with soccer fans around the world. I haven't looked at this yet, so uh-huh. I don't. Do you know?
Just follow.
Does
along.
Anybody know what that is?
No.
No. Okay. About 45 seconds when they explain what the four stars of Chicago represent. Pretty sweet, man.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.